Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Skalski. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Nick Sasky. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jody Reed. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Odibe McDowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McDowell hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brown strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fermin. Marty Barrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. There goes Boggs. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Fermin applying the tag. 1 out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burks is hit by the pitch. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0-2. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Clark hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Evans reaches second base with a double. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sasky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Allenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Allenson. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Reed applying the tag. Two outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Furman takes first base on ball four. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Barrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Allenson for a passed ball. Boggs moves to third. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burks hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Barrett moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive towards left. McDowell catches it and throws to second to double up Barrett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sasky is 0-for-1 in the game. Sasky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gettman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sasky moves to second. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Clark moves to third. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a pop-up towards short. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Firmin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Skalski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Burks moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sasky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. One out. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Smithson now pitching. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Gettman and he is out, Reed applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brad Havens now pitching. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sasky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gettman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gettman strikes out. 1 out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reed moves to third. Marty Barrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Reed scores. Boggs moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Burks is walked intentionally. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Havens fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sasky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sasky hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Sasky reaches second base with a double. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gettman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gettman takes first base on ball 4. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Havens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Aguayo pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aguayo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0 for 3 in the game. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aguayo now playing shortstop. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Keith Atherton now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett bunts towards the mound. Atherton fields it and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to second. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Burks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 4 in the game. Greenwell is walked intentionally. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Clark reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jacoby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.